Coming up next on G4, cops, followed by cheaters, followed by more cops, followed by campus PD, followed by cheaters.
Into infomercials for the rest of the AM hours.
Followed by Star Trek.
Followed by Code Monkeys.
We give this episode a 5 out of 5.
It's the return of G4, baby. Just edit out me trying that the first time. But keep this stuff in right here. Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
That was the ramp down. Ramp down, that's a word, see?
Welcome to Digital
Bath
Podcast.
Brought to you by
one word.
Us.
This is what I was talking about, where what? Words are
hard for you. I understand.
They need to be together.
So what do you get when you take Adam Sessler, Kevin Pereira, Kasem G, and The Completionist, and Xavier Woods, and a now
VTuber.
Yeah, and a now defunct Gus Johnson.
You get a delayed television station
that is also streaming on YouTube
and Twitch,
or what I like to fondly call G4,
and is also on cable.
I like to fondle it.
Hey, G4 is back.
Is Chris not back? Chris Hardwick, he's not coming back?
No,
he is not.
He's got his own thing he does
and
now.
And he was really, I mean, he was on a part of it since Tech TV.
But I like Chris
Hardwick. Let me tell you a story about a young Dakota who remembers when his family decided to get digital cable.
Extended cable.
We went to Cox. We went and got the box. We came home. I found
Cox box.
I found the extended Disney channels. I found the Nickelodeons. And then there was this other channel, and it was like a video game channel.
What? What was it called?
G4 TV.
Shout out to Cox, the only game in town worth having, honestly.
Hell yeah.
And it changed my life. And I'm not being sarcastic.
It was, it made being nerdy and video games fucking cool.
Absolutely.
2002 is when the original run of G4 began.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean,
almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. A long ass time ago. But you had these, I'm going to call them pioneers of television that were trying to bring gaming to
mainstream.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know as much about E3 if it wasn't for G4.
No, not at all. Now that's one of the biggest conventions every year.
Adam Sessler was cool as shit.
He still is.
I mean, he just is. But he's got that nerdy voice that your brain just like, how the fuck are you so cool? But he is.
Because he's kind of a stumbling moron sometimes, but I love it.
I do.
I started watching G4 in 2003, a year after it premiered.
Nice.
And I remember discovering it at my grandparents' house because they had extended cable. We didn't at the time. And I remember watching X-Play. I remember that was the first show I ever watched.
Adam Sessler, Morgan Webb.
Yep. If you guys don't know what G4 is after listening to this, then if you're a 90s kid or even a early 2000s kid, then you're in a box because the G4 was the video game network, basically.
Yep.
They had everything, like Dakota said, nerdy video game wise. They had Tech TV, so all the new technology that came out. They did reviews on it. It was absolutely amazing, and it was something different. You didn't have anything else like this on TV
at
the time. Not at all.
But they were also really funny. This is almost like YouTube level skits and videos before YouTube was a thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of these videos made it onto YouTube because they were really funny. And it's so cool now that it had left 2014 and got canceled, which at that point it was near its end. I mean,
it was rough.
Half the time you were seeing cops and
it was all syndicated
cheaters.
Programming.
I think Attack of the Show was the only thing that was still getting
a holdout.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was. Yeah. Yeah, it was the last
thing.
Who
was the blonde girl?
On which one? Sarah Underwood?
Yes.
Yeah.
She fueled a lot of late night entertainment for me.
So she filled in after there was someone before her because she had a segment on Attack of the Show.
Yep.
For sure.
You had Cheat, which was literally just based around cheat codes and exploits and just little Easter
Holt.
Eggs.
That
yeah,
is
with Kristen
your
Holt.
Bay.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That show was awesome.
Yeah.
We're talking about there was a 22-minute program that was literally just about cheat codes. Like, for me, that was the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. You had X-Play with Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb.
Review.
Which gave you a 5 out of 5.
Out of 5.
None of that fucking 7.8 bullshit. They gave it to you straight, and they were not nice if they didn't. If they did not like it,
they were
game.
Never nice.
No, yeah. And they fucking hated the Aquaman 64 game.
Everyone hated the Aquaman game.
Yeah. Yeah. You had G4 Arena, which was fucking dope. That's where they would play like Unreal Tournament. They would play what was the Star Wars? Was it? Jedi Outcast?
Jedi Outcast.
Yes. Yeah, they would play just all, you
they
know.
Played a lot of Battlefront, too. The original PS2 and Xbox Battlefronts.
Game trailers. Just
game
a whole
trailers.
Block of
yes.
trailers for games. Like, and this was, again, early online interaction with, sure. you know, with gaming and YouTube. And so a lot of that stuff I didn't see until I watched it on TV.
What was the Cine, the one that was just, like, gameplay from different... send us something
kind of Twitch
remember.
Before Twitch.
Yeah,
you think about it.
It was just random gameplay from different games, and it kind of went through like music videos where it just told you the title and
yeah.
that, and it was kind of my way of being like, oh, I might want to play that game. Yep. You know,
beautiful.
Ooh, there we go.
Whenever.
Oh, I got splurged
a little bit on it.
I did a little bit,
and probably I mean besides X Play, their biggest show, Attack of the Show,
Attack Ninja
of the
Warrior show, yes. guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking.
Oh, that is I'm Warrior. So yes. sorry.
That is where that premiered on G4
yes.
in America.
They had the rights to be the only ones to show that show for a long time.
I don't want to
OG Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, yes. I don't want to take up too much time with it, but I'm sorry. I'm going to be one of those hipster guys. Like, American Ninja Warrior is for pussies. They
Whoa.
No, hold on.
Seriously.
Ninja Warrior, OG, Japan, top of Mount.
It's called like Sakura or something.
Fuji. Maybe. Mount Fuji, thank you. That shit was so fucking hard that, like, after... Because they do 2 seasons a year, and after, like, 10 years straight, like, 3 people had ever made it all the way. And then after the final guy who I'd been cheering for him for so long, he was, like, in his 40s, he was a fisherman, and he finally made it, and he was my favorite guy.
After
he did it, they made it so hard afterwards that the next season, nobody made it through the first round. Because they were like, oh, well, we obviously have to step this up. So, and then I watch American Ninja Warrior.
It's like Wipeout almost.
It is more like Wipeout. And the wall at the end is like half the size. It's not half. But they made it so tall in the Japanese version that there was a rope that you had to grab a hold of. And you climbed up the little rope. And then you made it top of the
and
wall.
And they had the salmon ladder. That went all the way
it
up.
Obliterated it people for so
it,
long.
Yeah, it wasn't
that was
even,
stage two.
Yep, that was stage two. And it wasn't even... I think it was like later seasons. It was the final stage. And you had to climb the salmon ladder all the way up to the top. And it was like...
No, that wasn't a salmon ladder. That was
those
walls that separated.
They had that too. But they had one of the seasons, they literally had the salmon ladder where it was like 30 to 40 different pegs that you
had
to go
towards
up.
Because I remember being insane. The beginning of stage two, you'd have to salmon ladder, and then once you made it to the top, it would slide you down, and you had to land onto the floating, but yes.
And people loved that shit.
I fucking ate it up, man.
Oh, so did I.
Oh. I mean, these are normal guys that are like everyday
shoe
heroes.
Salesmen, like, versus like an American.
But then you got
the workout people.
And then you just got the goofy, like, and here's Octopus Man. Yeah. And it was like a guy in like
it
a Speedo.
Like MXC almost.
This is for my family.
But the
big show.
X-Play.
And Attack
and
of the
Attack
Show.
Attack of the Show.
With who?
Kevin Pereira.
And?
Olivia Munn or Allison Hayslip. I liked her too.
I did too.
Allison Hayslip is the one I was talking about. She was before Sarah Underwood.
Yeah, she was. Yep. And Sarah Underwood was only like a main, I guess you could call her showrunner or whatever, like Kevin Pereira was
host.
For. Huh?
Host.
Host.
For a
very small amount of time.
I remember her as the
she was the tech girl.
I don't want to say side chick,
yes,
but she was the tech girl.
Who was the Blu-ray DVD guy?
Oh, what was his name?
The what now?
The Blu-ray DVD guy.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of it.
Focus on guys. Let's talk about Sarah Underwood.
Anyway, but
I watch the whole show and just wait for her to start talking.
Was it
like,
Blair Herter?
Blair Herter was on X-Play.
Tell me all about the tech.
He was also on Attack of the Show.
And then I wouldn't remember anything about
the tech.
No, this
guy kind of looked like Guy Fieri. He had like a goatee and like blonde hair, and he would come in and talk about
Zachariah Selwyn?
I don't remember his name.
Chris Gore.
Chris Gore. It was Chris Gore.
Chris Gore.
So, but Attack of the Show was...
Special
was it
very special.
It was the internet plus like The Soup, if you remember that.
Yes. That's what I was just about to say.
Plus
yes.
any viral
Wipeout connection.
What's equals three plus like all the different like mix it all together.
Oh yeah, equals three.
You know
three.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like and you put Ray it all William together Johnson. And That was Attack of the Show, man.
They had a segment called Around the Net.
Yes.
And it was literally, if you don't know what The Soup is, The Soup is similar to Tosh.0, if you've ever seen
Tosh.0. Oh, and
Tosh.0. It kind of is the prototype for those.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It 100% is. It was the first edition of basically looking at viral videos from mm-hmm. the internet and rating them and laughing at them and watching them as a, you know, as a community.
Proto-hilariousness.
It was fantastic. And they're still doing it. And now because... You know, technology and everything. They have a voting system.
It was so funny.
It was. Their chat could vote on how yes. funny or how much they liked the video in real time. So that was kind of cool. I think that's really neat to do.
We should get to that after we finish about old G4, because that's really, really cool shit they're doing right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we'll get to that.
So just for me, it was like Jesse kind of said, like, it was my people. You know what I mean?
Like, it felt like you knew them.
Right. Yep. Remember X-Play had that comics book chick, too. That would be on their comic chick. So, yes. But it was just...
Pass the torch to Kasim. Yep.
It was just that was my people. What their comedy made sense. It was me. And me being
they're us.
8, 9, 10, 11. You know, like that age for me, even though I knew it was like super raunchy and everything, that was my community. And I got a lot of my knowledge and outlook on games because of those things. So mm-hmm. it was... And when it went away, it was just, it fucking sucked.
Yeah, really quick, I just have to think, one of the funniest things I ever seen on that channel, when Adam Sessler reviewed that game where you have to talk to the girl.
Silent Line. Yes, yes.
That is one of the funniest videos, I think, still.
And he was like, wasn't he saying shit like, bark like a dog?
Yes, yes. Something like that. that will go down as one of the premier highlights of old G4, mm-hmm. ever.
Oh, and Passion of the Christ 2.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My father forgives you, but I don't.
I love Adam Sessler, but I was always a huge Kevin Pereira fan also. He is hilarious. He's just naturally a very funny, comedic man. And it really stuck with me when I was working for the devil, GameStop. We would go to manager's conference every year, and Kevin Pereira always works with Nintendo, which is weird because Nintendo's usually very family-friendly and everything.
And Kevin's not.
And he is not. But they knew Nintendo was smart. They knew their crowd. They knew their audience. They're at GameStop, a bunch of Americans, you know, they like that raunchy humor. So they just kind of let Kevin Pereira go out there and do what he needed to do. And everybody loved him so much that eventually GameStop reached out and said, you just want to host for a couple years? So he just became the host of that conference. And it was always a blast when he came out. Everyone was always dying laughing. Everyone was always engaged in what was going on. And
he's the glue
that cemented it for me.
Mm-hmm. He's the glue of the channel, him and Adam Sessler for sure.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Did you guys watch I know you did. Did you watch the G4 Thanksgiving special?
I dabbled in it.
I watched it.
I don't know.
It had Morgan Webb. Yeah. It had Olivia Munn. It had, Blair Herder. It had your girl,
Kristen Holt.
And they redid a whole Attack of the Show segment and X-Play segment. It was really good.
That's when they announced also that they were coming back, mm-hmm. which was great. And so just this most recent week, what was that? The 16th? Was that? I got my dates right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The week of the 16th, 2021 of November, they came back. G4 is officially a channel now, again, on cable. And now they're doing a new streaming service on YouTube and Twitch where people can... as they're filming the episode, can actually interact throughout the show. And it's fucking cool.
It's very cool. And that's like the next step in technology when it comes to programming, I think. You know, because Twitch is starting to lose subscribers and followers and stuff, which is kind of weird to me. But for a while, the thing that was making Twitch so popular is that you can interact with the entertainment that you are absorbing.
Yeah.
You are a part of it. You could chat. They could see what you were saying. They could talk back to you in real time.
Yeah, just like e-girls have been doing for a while now.
Yeah, that's clever. That's true. It is. Clever it's girls. Cam girls. True. Cam girls, e-girls, OnlyFans is huge because of stuff like that. You know, it's insane. But
right, Chris?
I don't know anything about what you're talking about right now.
Okay. Interactive entertainment.
Never heard of her.
Cool. I mean, but how cool is it if, you know, nostalgic TV comes back and you get to actually interact with that particular form of media. I think that's awesome.
For Attack of the Show, the first episode they just released, they had votes for who was going to win in their paintball game that they were doing, and people that voted correctly had a chance to win a fucking gaming laptop right there watching the show. Mm-hmm. Again, fucking sweet.
Omen gaming laptop. Yep.
Nice.
So Kevin obviously was the main host, I guess you could say, but the thing I liked is that he really let all of these new coming people shine, because those ultimately are going to be the ones that attract new followers, new people that want to watch the show. And I was reading some interviews where he's ready to kind of sit back a little bit, still bring his personality to the show, but he realizes he's pushing, you know, past 40 at this point, that if they don't change as a channel, if they just do what they did before, it's not going to last.
Right. And he's both an executive director and an executive producer.
Yes.
So he's kind of there to bring in the old folks that, you know, like me, who watched it from the very beginning, but also, like you said, start to
next gen,
get the talent next going gen, and bring in the new crowds and everything. And what they're doing with YouTube and Twitch and bringing in these stars from YouTube and Twitch to be a part of it,
yeah,
is very, very smart. It's extremely intelligent.
I mean, because some of the people they've brought in are based off of, you know, their archetype is the G4 archetype, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what The Completionist does. That's absolutely kind of like Adam Sessler talking about him playing a game, mm-hmm. you know, as he's doing the review and some of those skit-based comedy segments as well. So it just makes sense, right? For me, it's kind of strange to see Kasim, because I feel like I haven't seen Kasim relevant in like 15 years.
Yeah, he jokes about that all the time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, but you know, Xavier Woods makes complete sense.
Oh,
I mean,
hell yeah. Up, up, down, down.
Yeah, and is that their YouTube or podcast?
That's his YouTube channel. Okay. Yep. Up, up, down, down.
So, I mean, they're, you know, him and what are the other two dudes?
Kofi Kingston, Big E.
Yeah, I mean, they're just big-ass buff nerds.
Yep,
so,
they sure
and,
are.
And having him be a part of it just makes complete sense.
Kofi. What's he from?
Wrestling.
WWE.
Oh, okay.
Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
They dressed up at a WrestleMania. They dressed up. First off, they had a giant box of cereal.
Bootios.
And it said Bootios. And then it tipped over, and they came out, and they were wearing Super Saiyan armor as their entrance to the ring. I mean, they are the quintessential nerd.
Yeah.
But they're also just buff, and they're super athletic. But their YouTube is all about gaming. They're
fucking funny, dude.
They are very funny.
Just big men slapping me.
And what was nice about Attack of the Show, it really felt like everybody wanted to be there and had fun. And during the post show, a lot of the newcomers were basically just saying it was almost crazy to be on the set with Kevin, and they want to continue the legacy that he's begun. Is bringing back. And so it's really cool, because these are people that are passionate about gaming, passionate about their fans and people that watch them, that I have a really good feeling about this return, that it's not just a cash grab.
I agree. Their attention to detail when it comes to how they can interact with a particular audience. I probably sound like a broken record now, but them going to Twitch and YouTube at the same time as being a cable channel is going to, I think, propel them into the future and keep them around for a long time. Have any of you ever heard of Code Miko?
Yeah.
So I've seen a couple of her videos, and I remember the first video I ever saw of her, I didn't understand, my brain was not comprehending what I was seeing. She's a VTuber, basically.
Okay, I know what a VTuber is. That's what I thought you might be getting
at. What's
a VTuber for us? Lames?
A virtual YouTuber. It's a little avatar girl in the bottom right corner. Yes. You're playing a game.
Yeah.
They have those on porn websites too. Okay, got you.
However,
that's where it started.
The difference with this VTuber is she does it like nobody else does. You watch her, and she's legitimately a video game character. She herself wears a whole bodysuit that can control her movements, her eye movement, the way she speaks, all of her fingers and everything. You look like you're watching a video game character interview people. And it's more than just this like drawn cartoon character. It is a fully realized
It's like mocap. It's mocap.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's mocap, but it's live mocap. It's right there on the spot. And she's done it. She's gotten to the point where she programs it, where it's it's a legit video game. She can go into third person while she's talking to somebody and control herself shooting things and like destroying things. It's incredible.
Know what you're saying, but I believe you.
It's actually incredible. And you know what? She's actually pretty funny, and she interviews a lot of top tier YouTubers and Twitch streamers. Mm-hmm. Plays video games, all that kind of stuff, and now she's a part of G4.
Okay,
well.
I was like...
She's a part of G4, okay. Sorry. That's where that was going, yeah.
What is she doing for G4?
Actually, in the first, like, quote-unquote fake press conference... She's that little on the tablet or the
I didn't
the
even...
Laptop.
Okay, that went
right
over
like,
my head.
She was like, what am I even doing?
Okay.
Tell me what I'm doing. You haven't told me what I'm doing yet.
Like, yeah. And they're like, Xavier right Woods, yeah. Who's definitely here with us right now.
they do have plans for her because I watch her channel now. She's eventually going to be doing, like, interviews on X-Play and Attack of the Show and stuff like that.
Attack of the Show.
Dude, see?
Here's my question.
Okay, yes.
Why go to cable at all? Why not just be internet? Like, because they have enough of a following that they can do that? Like, it just seems like a waste of money.
It's unlimited. It's not on every single cable service.
Sure.
I honestly don't know what the gameplay for that would be. Game plan.
They're because probably there still is
a market
for it. I mean, now that I work at Cox and I actually like deal with people every day who do internet and cable, there's a lot more people that have cable than I realized.
Yeah.
A lot more.
I apologize. I wish I had more information about what I'm about to try to say. Also, the person that they picked as their president and CEO for G4, which actually happened within the last couple months, is someone who's very much been in the TV industry as well. So I think they're still wanting to have a serious presence in cable because, like Nick's saying, there's still that large subscriber count, for a back of letter way of saying it, you know? So mm-hmm. I think they can still get the money they need to fund because I don't – what big – services just streaming. I mean, even HBO Max, you know, one of the biggest streaming services, they're still gonna, you can flip through and watch that stuff live on cable. So mm-hmm.
True.
Just two-headed attack, maybe, you know, because obviously just doing cable before didn't work, but maybe
right.
So
there's also the thing about you know, you have shareholders.
I said that, but Netflix is 100% not.
I knew what you were going for, though.
But
there's also the thing with shareholders, right? And a lot of them have their hands in network television than mm-hmm. cable. So I guarantee you they got funded. They have shareholders and all this kind of stuff. They still want it on network TV because they get deals from places like AT&T, Cox, Xfinity, who pay to broadcast that, and they get money from that. So
as long as I can watch it on YouTube, I'm fine.
Yeah.
YouTube is my main cable source.
As long as I can watch Cops at 3 a.m.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
The difference being from the cable to the YouTube and Twitch side of it, the YouTube and Twitch side have people who will do streams along with the episodes.
Fuck yeah.
So instead of just having like an hour-long episode or a half-hour-long episode, you have 5 to 6 hours of content that's going on. And it's different people streaming, and they're talking about the upcoming show. They're playing games.
Yeah.
They're doing all this other stuff. So it's just more interaction with more people because not everybody's off of work at 7 p.m. when it airs. Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to come home and I'm going to be able to watch this streamer and then I can rewind and go back and watch it later. So,
yeah. Well, some of the stuff that you can expect for this relaunch of G4, obviously Attack of the Show, X-Play is back.
Fuck yeah.
Boosted, which is a esports comedy series.
Let's do it.
Ninja Warrior. They got the rights.
OG Ninja Warrior.
They got the exclusive rights to be to air that on their channel.
Yeah. Like Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior.
Not American Ninja Warrior.
No Americans in this.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. ESL
Fuck
Gaming,
you,
which is, pretty big. And then,
did they really? Get, they got exclusive rights.
Exclusive rights to ESL Gaming.
That is amazing.
That's good.
And then Dungeons & Dragons presents Invitation to Party.
Yes.
I
and you know who's
that
on
today.
That? Did you see who's on it?
Is it Iffy?
Iffy's
fucking
on fucking
it.
On it.
Yes. So that's why he might not be on
Will.
Smosh anymore. That might be why they picked him up.
Yeah, ooh. Dude, I fucking...
That's what I thought you were talking about earlier when you were talking about the wrestling guys.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah.
But
I love
Iffy. Looks like he could wrestle.
That's what that's my brain was like. Oh, we're talking about a big buff guy?
Iffy's funny as fuck,
Iffy's funny as fuck.
So lots of exciting content. It's Tuesday through Thursday is their schedule for their shows and releases. So it's going now. So check it out. It's some cool ass shit.
Yep. You can go onto YouTube and see all the previous episodes now. You don't have to catch reruns on network television or anything like that. I'm excited for it. I've been a big fan of G4 ever since I laid eyes on it the first time. God knows everybody else in this room is too, especially Dakota over here. I could tell how passionate he was when he started talking about it.
What's her name?
Who? Which one?
Sarah Underwood.
That's the first time I was obsessed with. And she doesn't even have big boobs. Like, it's weird, man. I don't know.
Yeah, she's just still a Playboy model.
Yeah, and now she does have big boobs because she got them fixed. Or reworked.
Got them fixed?
They weren't broken. Hey,
so, Olivia Munn, though.
What did he say?
Uh-huh.
Is she coming back?
No.
They have talked about her doing, like, cameos. Like, just
she's
coming
too big.
As a guest. Because
they already talked about her the first episode, how she's super pregnant.
Yeah. She's probably going to do guest spots.
Okay.
From what I've heard. But okay. That's about as far as that goes.
Well.
Anything else anybody else wants to add?
I'm just really happy.
Me too.
Olivia Munn's not as hot as Sarah Underwood.
She's still hot though.
It's your preference.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
This has been the Digital Bath Podcast.